It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch with Tom Ackerman. And this week, Total Information AM is inviting candidates for Missouri governor to join us in advance of next week's primary.
And with us now is the current Secretary of State. That is Republican Jay Ashcroft. Thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I love talking to the people of the state.
What is the top issue facing the state of Missouri?
My number one issue is education reform. Fewer than 25% of Missouri eighth graders are proficient in both math and reading. I want to put parents in charge. They know their children better than any unelected bureaucrat.
When you say you want to put parents in charge, what are some of the proposals you are putting out there?
Well, the main one is I want to take the money that right now is going directly to the school and put that into a protected savings account, like a health savings account, but this time for an education savings account, where parents would be able to decide how that money is used to make sure their child gets the best education. If the local public school is good for that child, money just can be sent there as the tuition. If there's a different public school, different private school, they want a homeschool, they need to buy textbooks or something for the child. I want to empower parents to make sure that they can make the choices for what's best for their child's learning and for their child's needs by putting the parents in charge of the money.
Focusing on here in St. Louis, how will you fix the issues of crime in urban areas like ours and keep our residents safe?
Well, I've put out a plan to get 1,000 new officers on the street across Missouri in my first year. Some of that will be new officers we train. Most of those will be officers that we lure to Missouri through some statutory changes by showing them that we will stand behind them as they stand up for us. I believe that we need to have the St. Louis City Police Department put back under the state control. The people of the city of St. Louis are great people, but their government is not doing its job to protect them. I've had legislation I've proposed. I'll propose that again on truth in sentencing. So as a criminal, when you do the crime, you actually do the time. Instead of having a revolving door where people leave and come back to Missouri prisons 8 to 9 times on average, so many do it more often than that. We need to be a state where the law-abiding citizens feel safe and the criminals are scared. And, of course, I had legislation that the Prosecutors Association agreed with that would make sure that we could appoint special prosecutors when we need to. We need to amend that to make sure that if a prosecutor won't prosecute crimes, that we can remove them from office and they won't be living off of taxpayer dollars without doing their job.
We're speaking with Jay Ashcroft. He's the current Missouri Secretary of State, one of three top Republicans running for Missouri governor. As I understand it, all three of you have some form of proposal to eliminate the state income tax. One of the big criticisms of this is that it would lead to higher sales and property taxes. How do you sell this to Missouri voters?
Well, first of all, that's false. It doesn't. And I believe I'm actually the only candidate for governor that's actually put out a plan instead of just saying I want to do this. I've worked with Grover Norquist with Americans for Tax Reform. I've worked with Stephen Moore with the Heritage Foundation. I've worked with Dr. Art Laffer and Missouri economists and other individuals. The individual income tax here in Missouri accounts for about $8.2 to $8.5 billion a year. Our state budget has grown by over $20 billion over the last 6 years. Even if you cut that in half, because half of our budget is paid for by the federal government, that still gives us $10 billion of growth that we've had recently. That's 10 is definitely bigger than 8.5, and we would implement this over 4 to 6 years. So the idea that we would have to increase other taxes is incorrect. The idea here is to cut taxes and cut government, because I believe the people of this state know better how to spend their money than the elected officials of the state do.
We're joined by Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, Republican candidate for Missouri governor. What is holding back sports betting from being a legal activity in the state, and what is your stance on that?
Well, it's being held back because it hasn't been authorized by statute. It may very well be on the ballot this year for the people to vote on it. What I will say for me is I'm not looking for ways to increase the revenues of the state. Our state has plenty of money. The problem is how we're allocating that. I want to be giving money back to the people of the state. I want to be making state government smaller so that that creates more opportunity for Missourians to make their own choices and to be successful. I'm not about people being dependent upon government. I'm about making sure people are independent and can be the best that they can be.
Your two main opponents in the primary, of course, Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe and Senator Bill Eigel. Are you concerned or upset that former President Trump didn't endorse one of you specifically in your race?
I'm not concerned or upset at all. I've always felt like I'm going to run my race. I'm going to talk about what I can do. I'm going to talk about my history and what I actually have done. And I trust the people of the state to make a good decision. I am proud that I'm the only candidate both endorsed by Donald J. Trump and Missouri Right to Life. I think that shows that I'm an individual that across the board would be best for the people of Missouri and knows how to lead and not just govern, but to lead, show Missourians that they can be better than they even realize.
Do you intend to court independent voters?
I am looking for every vote I can get. I believe that as governor, we don't just have a governor for these people and a governor for those people and a governor for people over here. We have one governor, and it's his job or her job to stand up for all the people of the state and to create a vision to make Missouri better, to increase opportunity for all people. So, yes, I'm happy for everyone's vote. I will be working to make opportunity better for everyone in the state.
So for voters considering the three of you next Tuesday, tell them how you are the best candidate then to go on and win the state in the general election.
Well, I'm the only candidate with a record of actually moving conservative policy forward, of making a difference for families and individuals in this state. You can look at what I did with elections, where we were ranked 11th in the nation. Now we moved up to the top three by the Heritage Foundation. You can look at what I've done with things that you'll never see in a TV commercially, like notaries or our Safe at Home program. You can look at what I did with securities to protect investments of Missourians. You can look at what we did with regard to libraries to protect children and make sure that parents are in charge of making their own decisions for their children. You can look at the fact that I'm the only elected official running for the Republican nomination for governor that has consistently stood up against foreign entities buying our farmland. When it's come right down to it, I've been the one that's leading, and that's why I hope the people of the state, and I'm sure they will give me their vote on August 6th.
Republican candidate for governor, Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, thank you very much for being with us on KMOX.
Thanks for having me, and go Cards.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.